London Arts Gallery, New Bond Street, January 10th, 1970. The London Arts Gallery is a hive of activity as the staff members prepare for the upcoming exhibition. The staff are gathered in one of the exhibition halls, carefully reviewing a set of John Lennon lithographs. Hugh is standing on a ladder adjusting lights. Mrs. Lydia Lake Johns, looking at the lithographs. Well, these John Lennon lithographs are certainly provocative. We need to decide how we're going to display them. Should we be discreet or make a bold statement? Eugene. I didn't receive any examples in advance. I really had no idea what to expect until they were delivered. Concerned. It's a fine line to walk, isn't it? On one hand, we want to respect the intimacy of Lennon's artwork, but on the other, we need to consider the gallery's success. Helen. At the least, these lithographs express Lennon's personal and creative journey with Yoko. We could view them as a statement of freedom and intimacy, Mr. William Viertler, or we could see them as a bold publicity grab. After all, controversy tends to sell in the art world. Eugene. Let's not forget, we are here to sell art. The success of this exhibition is crucial for the gallery's future. We need to strike a balance between artistic expression and commercial viability, Willie. Perhaps we could create a separate section within the exhibition, a designated space for Lennon's more explicit lithographs. That way, we offer viewers the choice to engage with them discreetly if they wish. Mrs. Lydia Lake Johns. That's a good suggestion, Willie. It allows us to showcase Lennon's artistic range while respecting the comfort levels of our visitors. We can provide proper context and information alongside the works. Eugene. Yes, providing context is crucial. It's essential for our audience to understand the depth and meaning behind Lennon's art, rather than simply viewing it as shock value. Willie is shielding his hand over High's eyes. Willie, Hugh, adjust that light. There's a shadow. Hugh, these are spotlights. There has to be a shadow someplace. Willie, we'll move it someplace else. Hugh stretches to reach the light and falls hard on his left shoulder. Penelope, oh God, Hugh has fallen. They all scramble to help. Helen, dear God, you've broken your collarbone. Mrs. Lydia Lake Johns, Penelope, call a taxi to take Hugh to hospital. Eugene, looking squeamish at the sight of Hugh's dangling arm. How will we hang the show, Mr. William Viertler? Lydia and I can help. Mrs. Lydia Lake Johns, yes indeed. Hugh, moving to the exit in a lot of pain and delirious. It's a good thing I have my Manchester Printers union card. Valid for one dismemberment due to work-related causes. All laugh. Good luck, Hugh. They get back to work more motivated than before. The show must go on, and now the pressure is on.